Greetings from Lockdown Central, where we once again find ourselves wondering how come it's already late in the afternoon, wishing that somebody else might cook the dinner, and how come it can be at the weekend once again. Anyway, here we are. We're joined today for a special bonus episode, a bit of a shorter one, to talk to Becky, who goes to our church, and where Becky is known, among other things, for her Makaton skills. Now, for those of you who haven't come across it, there's a video called The UK Blessing, which was initiated by Tim Hughes, who's a pastor at St Luke's Gas Street in Birmingham. And this video was recorded by a kind of lockdown choir since the lockdown of people from 65 different churches across the UK, from across the denominations. And since going live 3 weeks ago, it's been watched almost 3 million times. The song itself, which is called The Blessing, comes out of Elevation Worship in North Carolina and features on their latest worship album, Graves into Gardens, which was released in March. Now, while these lockdown performances of The Blessing, because there's been an American one as well, have much to commend them in terms of diversity, there was an absence of people with additional needs or disabilities, and that is where Becky comes in. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Hi, Hi. Becky.
Becky, tell us what your thoughts were when you first saw the blessing.
I think, like everybody, we were all just in awe. There was something about it that just grabbed your attention and just really drew you into the song, but also just watching people worshipping together, singing together, but yes, we are so separate from each other at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. And as a Makaton teacher and fluent Makaton speaker, or do you say speaker or signer?
Signer, I think, yeah.
Yeah, Makaton signer. Tell us what made you initiate a Makaton version, because we now are delighted to be enjoying, since Monday, the UK Makaton blessing video, which is your baby. So tell us all about how that came about.
So I think I was inspired from when I first saw the UK blessing, but like lots of people, did see that it was such a small group of people that were actually included in the original video. And they were all great musicians, worship leaders from big churches all around the UK. However, all of our congregations were missing. All of the people that are there celebrating that song were not there. And so because I'm a Makaton tutor, naturally in my head, I thought, I'm going to sign the song. And so I signed it. And as I was signing to the song, I thought, why don't we just make a community version of it? So I have lots of videos on my YouTube channel, which are signed to various faith-based songs. And I posted it there. I put a post on Twitter and I said, let's do our own version of the UK blessing. And that's all that really happened. And from there, everyone just spread the word. And I was inundated with hundreds of videos from people all over the UK, whether they were families, children, adults, care settings, churches themselves all getting together as their worship groups, sending me videos to then be able to create our own version, showing a little bit more of diversity within the UK.
It is really a fantastic, moving watch, and there is a real there is a real breadth of people of ages and stages, and it's really cheering to watch. And I see it's had over 38,000 views already since Monday, which is fantastic. Can you, for those of us who don't know, can you explain what Makaton is and who uses it?
Yeah, sure. So Makaton is a unique language program. That's how it's referred to. So we use it to support communication. And so we'll use signs. And in the UK, our signs are taken from British Sign Language. We use symbols, which are very simple pictures or line drawings. And we will also speak at the same time. So it's a lot easier for us to sign along to songs because we're signing in the same order that we speak. Whereas if we were to translate a song into BSL, so British Sign Language, sometimes the words are mixed up in a different order, so it can be a bit more confusing. So we use Makaton in a more simplified way. It communicates basic communication. And so when we're doing that, we're emphasising keywords. So key points to the song or to the sentence or the story that we're reading to help support comprehension. So that might be for someone with a communication difficulty. It might be someone that has a learning difficulty, or it may just be a very young child or someone where maybe English isn't their first language. So it's an additional language. So Makaton's hugely used currently here at the moment amongst all ages.
And is Makaton an international language? Because I know the sign language for people with hearing impairment is, there's a British Sign Language and American Sign Language, isn't there? Is Makaton used internationally?
It's used internationally, but the Makaton that I teach is based on British Sign Language. So again, it's based on every country's signs. So
okay,
they'll have adaptations to each area around the world.
And how did you get interested in learning Makaton?
So when I graduated from uni, I got a 0-hour contract job working as a support worker in London for children and young people with additional needs, learning difficulties, complex health needs. And it was a very new service for local authority. My manager wanted to save some money on some training and so trained up two of us to be Makaton tutors. I think I'd always been really interested in signing. My mum learnt BSL when I was growing up. But I've never really been very good at learning languages. So French and Spanish, I just haven't been able to retain it. And that's what it's similar to when you're learning BSL, because it's a different word order. And so I never thought I'd be very good. But then when I started to learn Makaton, because it's in the same order that we speak, I just found it so much easier to remember. And I also really enjoyed it. So when I finished there, I started Carry On teaching. So privately, you can run workshops and things. And I volunteer for a group in London called WAVE. So we're all valued equally. And they asked me to come along and sign in their worship sessions. And so that's where this faith-based stuff really began.
So Becky, what are your hopes for the video? What impact would you like to see it having in the church and in the wider world?
I think just initially, I just wanted to have something out there where people can see it's relatively easy for us to be able to worship together, whether that's just playing the video for everyone to share. And so lots of churches this Sunday are doing that, which is incredible. But also, you can just see the joy on people's faces, families as they're communicating with each other, or a child that's learnt a specific sign and they're just so happy in the video when they're signing it. And one of my big passions is to get churches to use signing a lot more. I sign in lots of different settings. I signed at church for our carol concert in December. And, you know, after that, I had pretty much everyone in the service come up to me and say how much it helped them to understand what they were singing. And so it's very easy for us to get into a routine of just thinking we understand what we're talking about and what we're singing. But actually, it's just reinforcing our real understanding of a particular concept. I'm just hopeful that it will give a church or a group, however somebody meets, just to have a little bit more confidence to be able to include different ways for people to communicate and engage within a service.
You mentioned just a few minutes ago that you started to work for an organisation called WAVE. Is that the right term, organisation, or is it a group, church group?
Yeah, they're a church group. They were set up by some parents where their children found it very difficult to be in a service, but also the other members of the congregation didn't make it easy for them to feel welcome. They set up their own service, their own group together.
So we are actually, in the next kind of few weeks, we are actually going to be talking to you again and to a couple of the people who have actually set that group up and who are currently running it, which we're really looking forward to. So we don't want to steal too much thunder from them. But just in terms of particularly thinking about the Makaton blessing, obviously you've said that the hope is that it will, I guess, just spark a bit of interest in churches in trying to be more inclusive and finding ways to do that. So playing the UK blessing this Sunday at church is a very easy first step to be able to do that. And as you said, lots of places have said that they will this coming week. So it's really exciting, and it will be really exciting to hear from you when we speak to you next week how that's gone. But maybe you could just spend a couple of minutes talking about if the UK blessing has really sparked something in you where you think we need to be better at this as a church, what are some other kind of easy things to be doing to start looking into making a church more accessible?
I think something as simple as having a visual timetable, a visual timeline, which again is Makaton. So most churches now either have a piece of paper that you're handed as you walk in, or a big screen, PowerPoint, computer, TV, whatever. A really easy thing is to just have pictures on the bottom of the screen. And so as the service moves along, the picture from the left is taken away. Generally, we do left to right because we read from left to right. You've got a welcome. That welcome picture's taken away, and then they can see the next thing is a reading or a prayer. And that's a really easy way that you can just add in something to something that you already do. And most settings, again, are quite surprised at how much it actually helps everyone. They get to see, we've got another song before I need to rush off and make the tea, or, before we're going to be reading together. So there are some really simple, things that we can already just add in to what we're already doing.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting as you say it, because I think things like visual timetables and things in my head are things that children use and that children need, but actually that in and of itself is probably a sign of just being a bit ignorant to the needs of everybody around me. We're really looking forward to hearing a little bit more about some of those things and hearing some more of that in a bit more detail. So you can find Becky on YouTube by searching for Becky Makaton Tutor. You can also find her at www.beckymakatontutor.co.uk, and on there you can find the UK blessing, but you can also find a few other songs that are quite well known: 10,000 Reasons, I'm Special, The Lord's Prayer, and they are so lovely to watch. And the UK blessing, the Makaton version, I found so moving and quite emotional actually to see. So thank you so much for doing it, and thank you for coming and talking to us for a few minutes. And we will be back with you and a couple of extra guests next week.